More than 1 million visitors have ridden the chairlifts at the famous Whistler Resort in British Columbia. That figure doesn't count skiers or snowboarders. It's just the number of mountain bikers there. The brisk business at Whistler has inspired ski areas from Stevens Pass in Washington to Mount Bachelor in Oregon to build their own summer bike parks. But Amelia Templeton reports some environmental groups say mountain biking is not an appropriate activity in alpine meadows.
It's a hot summer day, and Timberline Lodge is abuzz with visitors. A Forest Service ranger leads a tour group through a pair of huge wooden doors.
Native American Thunderbird. Okay.
Nearby, hundreds of kids pour out of ski camp. New Yorker Abe Finkler is lacing up his boots on the porch and getting ready to take his son on a few runs.
Yeah, he's in the camp sleepaway for the week, so he's waiting at the bottom of the lift now. I'm going to go grab him up, take him for a run, and hang out with him.
Timberline boasts that it's one of the only resorts in the U.S. that's open for summer skiing, thanks to its Palmer Lift, which shuttles skiers up a glacier at about 8,000 feet. But Timberline hopes to attract summer visitors interested in carving a different kind of turn. Last year, the Forest Service issued Timberline a permit to build 17 miles of new mountain bike trails on several of its ski slopes.
It's addictive. It's extremely fun.
That's Steve Cruz. He manages mountain operations at Timberline. He says the park would be designed for what's called flow riding. If you've never ridden on a flow trail before, Cruz says, imagine something
close to a roller coaster ride. The design of the trails themselves control the pace of the rider. There's adventure when you go down a little swoop. We build in features to slow people down.
At the bottom, a modified chairlift with a bike rack will be waiting to take you back up the hill. Cruz says Timberline doesn't expect to make a huge amount of money from the park, less than $380,000 a year. But running it would create about 20 new jobs for summer lift operators and a trail crew.
We're going to be able to take people that have been used to being seasonal and turn them into full-time and keep around good quality people.
In fact, President Obama signed a bill into law in 2011 that encourages this kind of summer development at ski areas as a way to create jobs. Cruz had planned to break ground on the trails this summer, but four environmental groups have sued to block the project. They include the Sierra Club and the Mount Hood watchdog group, BARC. So, what's their concern about bike trails?
The sediment and the impacts on the aquatic system.
That's Russ Plager with BARC. He's standing on the banks of a cold, clear stream that tumbles down the mountain a spitting distance from the Jeff Flood chairlift, where the proposed bike park would go.
Still Creek, you know, which we're standing near now, this is critical habitat for winter steelhead, which means it's very important to the survival of that species.
Plager says several miles downstream from here, there are also spawning grounds for spring Chinook salmon in Still Creek. Plager believes that mountain bike trails will cause erosion, and that could smother salmon and steelhead eggs. But Steve Cruz, the manager at Timberline, says the trails will be engineered and maintained to avoid triggering erosion. That's one of the reasons the Forest Service agreed to permit the new trails.
They're designed to stop water from running. They're designed to be their own drainage systems. They're designed to be their own sediment traps.
Timberline also says it will remove several miles of old roads and plant new vegetation to offset any erosion caused by the bike park. But the environmental groups say that in alpine meadows, restoration is easy to promise and hard to deliver. John Rhodes is a hydrologist who's helping with the lawsuit. He says Timberline's attempts to restore disturbed ski slopes have failed in the past.
The soils are not very productive. They don't grow vegetation very easily, especially once disturbed, and the growing season is very short.
In Portland's mountain biking community, some feel the lawsuit is driven in part by a stereotype that mountain bikers are thrill seekers who don't appreciate the environment. That's not fair, they say. Barry O'Connor is a manager at Fat Tire Farm, a mountain bike specialty shop in Portland.
It comes from fear from the unknown. And I think in reality, mountain bikers are just like hikers or just like equestrians who want to go out and convene with nature. And I think having a mountain bike park at Timberline would make that more accessible for more people.
Russ Plager with BARC admits that part of what he's concerned about is the speed and the noise of the bikes.
It's a different form of recreation that I don't think is appropriate here.
The new trails will make the slopes around Timberline more accessible to bikers, he says. But hikers like himself will probably choose to go elsewhere. I'm Amelia Templeton, reporting.